Mr. Seabrook, let's start off by talking about Blind Willie. And why can't you just tell me something about Blind Willie in terms of his biography, his biographic background?
You mean when I first met him?
Yeah, well, where was he born and how you two met?
Oh, he was born, they say, in McDuffie County, but definitely not. He was born in Jefferson County. Because his mother and my mother were good friends. His father was a McDuffie County man. And she lived up there for some time, and then she left her husband, his mother did. His mother was named Minnie. And they moved to Statesboro with his grandmother, and he went to school. And I was a little girl, and my mother, about the size, I guess, your little girl, my little girl. And he asked my mother, said, "Ma Sarah, give me that baby." She said, "Okay, when you get grown and she gets to be a big girl, you come back and get her." So I was at Payne College, going to high school. That's where I started off with my high schooling. And he was playing for our Christmas concert. And when I sang, he said, "The girl that's singing, I would like to meet her in person." And the principal said, "Okay, when she finishes, I'll have her to come down and talk to you." So I did, and he asked me where I was from, and I told him Renz, Jefferson County. And he asked me what was my parents' name, and I told him, he said, "I remember that voice so well." And he said, "I want to take you to Atlanta. I'm doing some recording pretty soon, and I'd like for you to go on with me." I said, "I'm just a kid. My mother wouldn't let me do that." He said, "Well, where is your mother?" I said, "She lives at Renz." He said, "Would you take me out to meet your mother and daddy?" I said, "Yes." And he asked me what my mother and father's name was. I said, "My mother's name is Sarah Gilmore Williams, and my father's name is Reverend A.W. Williams." He said, "Oh, your mother gave you to me when you was a baby." Said, "I know you're going to be mine. Now I'm going to ask her for you again." So I brought him out. Sure enough, he did. My mother, she said, "Well, listen," she squatted right down. At that time, we had an open fireplace right next over there in the home house. And she said, "Do you think that my daughter would make you a good wife?" He said, "Yes, I do, Ma Sarah, because you was always a good person. My mother always said it, and ever since I knowed you, you was a wonderful person." And so she said, "I wouldn't want you to marry my child knowing that you're blind and she would ever mistreat you." He said, "I don't believe she would."